It's the radio segment that got caught by TMZ throwing a tantrum after losing to Pink in a game of squash.
He's She's not, tough, dude. She's tough.
And the laser's a sore loser.
Yeah.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dribble socks just don't.
Yeah.
His first laser story is out of Alpena, Michigan. A 30-year-old guy named James Tanner broke into a house not too long ago, and according to James, he's normally a pretty good thief.
Ah, it's a good sell, James.
And that's why, instead of breaking a window or climbing up a nearby tree to jump onto a rickety balcony, James did something much safer and easier.
It sounds like it worked out for him.
He used his own debit card to force open the lock.
Your own credit card?
And it worked.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow.
He got inside. No one was home. He took valuables and other things he thought he could sell, and then he left.
Okay. I have a feeling that the debit card is going to come back to haunt him.
Just one problem. The debit card he used to break in, he accidentally left it behind.
Winner!
Yep, and his name is right there on it, so cops could use it to identify him.
Shoot.
I mean, we all hate losing our debit card, but now you really hate losing it.
It's worse time. After that, a warrant was issued for his arrest, and cops were on his trail. Not surprisingly, James was already in jail on some unrelated charges, so they're just going to add the new ones on.
Yeah, he's already here.
Yeah.
No word on if he got a replacement debit card or if the authorities would give it back to him. He's probably going to have to call the bank and go through that whole rigmarole.
Such a pain.
I feel bad for him out of everybody.
Oh, man, now he's on the road to credit recovery.
Yeah, for real.
Poor guy. This next laser story is out of China. A 26-year-old man named Wang Fang claims he's a romantic at heart and would do anything for love.
Oh,
I'm with you, Wang.
It sounds just like Jose.
Me and you, bro.
And that's why recently he went above and beyond to win back the heart of his ex-girlfriend.
Aww.
Over the course of a month, Wang spent around 100,000 won, or $15,500, to turn a small patch of wasteland into a fairy tale love island.
Alexis is suddenly interested.
She's like, my own island?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
He outfitted the island with fake cherry blossom and peach trees, along with romantic two-person swings, river rock arrangements, and more.
This sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
And then for his final touch, he enlisted some locals to help him build an arched wooden bridge that would lead him and his sweetheart, or ex-sweetheart, to this brand new pink paradise.
I mean, my exes used to just text me at like 2 in the morning. I'm like, okay, I'll give it another go.
When it was finally complete, he sent photos of it to his ex, confessing that he had done it all for her.
Aww.
And she texted back, "Thank you for your sincere dedication. You will find someone better than me."
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
That hurts so bad.
No, it is you. He's not getting the hint.
While Wang was heartbroken, he decided to not tear down his makeshift love island.
Good, bro.
He's just going to sit in the middle of it and cry.
Just on the one swing for couples. Yeah.
Well, thankfully he didn't, because it's quickly becoming the biggest tourist attraction in the area.
Money.
Photos of the pink paradise quickly went viral, and over the last couple months, Wang's Island has hosted countless photo ops, as well as several wedding ceremonies, and it's become a symbol of love.
Okay.
Oh, good for him.
That's not what I thought of when I heard Wang's Island.
I know. I was like, it sounds like not a kid's amusement.
No. So is Wang looking at all these social media pictures while laughing or while crying? We just don't know.
Hopefully while cashing in. That's the only thing we want for him, right?
I bet all the above. He's all over the place. Very emotional.
His next laser story is out of Makeup City. We talked the other day about how Chipotle just teamed up with a cosmetics company to create a line of makeup that'll help you look just like a delicious burrito. Tasty.
I love it.
I mean, that's the way to attract the opposite sex if you want to.
Well, guess who's also getting in on the act? The candy company that makes Peeps.
What?
Oh my gosh, you guys. When will they just go away?
Peeps
Who
makeup?
Still eats these?
Just in time for Easter. There's a new line of eyeshadow in Peeps colors. And if you're thinking it'll just be the normal pastel colored egg shade, think again. This new makeup line comes with that light glittery look that all the Peeps have.
You know. Oh la la.
It's like, I think you have some granulated sugar on your eyelid. Yeah. Oh no, that's just my Peeps makeup.
Yeah.
They've also made makeup sponges that are shaped like Peeps.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see that.
That could be confusing.
They have little fluffy bottoms.
I mean, I could see getting it for my 7-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah, it counts.
Well, if you're interested, you can buy both for $40.
Whoa. Okay, never mind. I'm not kidding. Nope, sorry.
So now you don't have to just reluctantly eat Peeps this year on Easter. You can also reluctantly look like a Peep, too.
I don't think the world needed this.
Yeah.
Sure? Is that Maybelline? No, Cadbury.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the future of the future.
Whoa.
A new thank
my
you.
Mind's blown.
I love that. A new survey asked people what futuristic technology from movies and TV shows they'd most like to have in their lives.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And here are the top 5 answers. Number 5 is a voice assistant who also has a personality that you might fall in love with, like in the film Her.
No.
That's
really creepy.
Oh my god. Oh, but the girl in Her, voiced
sexy.
By Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Oh man. Number 4, the food-o-matic machine from the Jetsons.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
That could
I
make
thought of.
Any you type of food it? Just by pressing a few buttons.
Yep. But it was always in wasn't it always in pill form? Like they just like ate a pill and they're like, mashed potatoes and turkey.
They would put it in and then it would spit out a pill, then you added water to the pill, and then boom, you got a whole meal in front of you.
Okay.
That's what I remember.
Okay.
Or that's what I want at least.
Yeah. Huh.
Number 3 is a voice controlled fruit basket from the Back to the Future movie Part 2.
What? Huh. A voice controlled what do you
I don't know.
Do make my banana for? Ripe? Like
out of all the technology cool. in I that mean, movie, like they didn't want flying DeLoreans.
Or just
they
don't time want the travel?
Time travel, the boards that hover. No, I want the voice-controlled fruit basket.
Fruit wow. basket, how many avocados do I have? 2. Oh, I'm so happy I have that thing.
Error.
Yeah, error.
Number 2 from the list. Windows from Back to the Future Part 2 that show different scenery when you click
Whoa.
A button.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice. That way you can live in
yes,
anywhere you
it
want.
It just sounds like the screensaver on your computer screen.
Yeah, but
bigger.
Finally, the number 1 answer that people would like to have from futuristic technology out of movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
An all-knowing AI assistant like Jarvis from Iron Man.
Double rainbow. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, dude. Constantly in your ear like, hello, Jose. You forgot you have 10 minutes late to work. I'm like, oh, I know.
Yeah, whatever. Is. You'd like her for a day. Yeah. And then you'd be like, you naggy.
Yeah.
I already know what this guy would want as his technology.
Oh,
how about self-unlacing sneakers?
Ah,
stop making him do sense. So much work, yeah. you coy little kid. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.